Hi, you're listening to Activisms, a podcast about people doing incredible and incredibly helpful things. In 2013, more than 22 million people were displaced by climate-related natural disasters. This episode of Activisms is about a woman who has taken on a crucial side effect of climate change, the relocation and resettlement of climate refugees. Ursula Rakova was born in the Kartra Islands. These islands are part of the autonomous region of Bougainville in Papua New Guinea in the Pacific.
The Kartra Islands are situated 45 kilometers off the northeast of Bougainville. You will need to get to the island by a banana boat, which takes about 3 to 5 hours sometimes.
Ursula set up a local NGO called Tulele Pesa.
My name is Ursula Rakova and I'm the executive director of Tulele Pesa. Tulele Pesa is an organization coordinating the relocation of the Cartridge Islanders from the Cartridge Atoll to mainland Bougainville.
In this interview, recorded by the seafront near the resettlement grounds in Timputz, Bougainville, I asked her questions about how climate change is affecting the islanders.
People are beginning to understand why the shorelines are fast eroding. Previously, they were unable to tell whether it was climate change because all they knew was that the sea was getting angrier and angrier each day. But now they have a lot of awareness raising that has gone into the islands, that people are now beginning to be aware. And they are actually angry that this is happening to them because the sea that used to be, a place where they could swim and a place they loved before is now kind of turning against the islanders. Most times in the olden times, we could tell when the flood was coming, when the king tide was coming. Nowadays, we can't really tell. The traditional signs are no longer accurate as they were before. The shorelines are eroding fast and the population is also increasing. So there's very, very, very little land for growing crops, food crops. And so the situation is very bad because there is lack of suitable food for people to live by each day. In the past, people were able to grow giant swamp taro, which contained them for long period of their lives on the island. Now the swamp taro has been killed by the salt water intrusion into the land, and it's not enough to sustain the population on the island.
Before becoming the executive director of Tulele Pesa, Ursula managed a Bougainville-based program for Oxfam. Before that, she worked in two law firms, managing lawyers who were litigating on climate, environmental, and human rights issues in Papua New Guinea. She coordinated a landmark legal case in the logging history of PNG, where traditional landowners succeeded in suing illegal loggers and gaining compensation. She's not one to sit idly by. And so, in 2006, the Council of Elders, the traditional local government of the Cartridge, called on her to help. She set up Tulele Pesa, which in her mother tongue means sailing the waves on our own.
I'm from the Cartridge. I was born and bred on the island. Previously, I worked for another organization, but the Council of Elders asked if I could resign my job and help them set up an organization that would fast track the moving of the islanders to mainland Bougainville.
I stayed at the resettlement place in Timputz and saw firsthand what Ursula had helped build. 8 families had been relocated at that point in early 2015. That's 93 people. The houses were beautifully built and painted green and yellow. Little paths had been planted between them. Each house had a water tank for catching rainwater. Palm trees and a variety of plants and flowers were growing. For breakfast, there was fresh papaya.
Okay, the recent relocation sites of Tulele Pesa were sites donated by the gifted by the Catholic Church to the people on humanitarian grounds.
There are still about 900 people living in the Carterets. Families need to sign up to be resettled. Many are reticent to leave.
There's two more families that we need to bring in from the island to here, and so we have started to cut timber to build the two remaining houses. It is quite difficult to ask them to move, especially for the older generation. But I think it is good to continue to make aware the younger generation, because they will not able to continue to live and sustain their lives on the island. Eventually they will have to move, so we need to raise awareness continuously.
Tulele Pesa isn't just about resettlement, it's also about creating a sustainable way for the resettled families to live. Ursula told me about an integrated mini forest project.
In the long term, the settlers will be able to harvest trees from their own area instead of having to look for timber elsewhere. Secondly, in terms of mitigation and resilience, we want to have this forest in place so that it's basically giving back nutrients to the soil as well as habitat for birds and other animals.
Ursula founded a company called Bougainville Cocoa Net Limited to create a means for the families to earn an income in an environmentally sustainable way.
The eight families currently on site in Tinput are growing a lot of cocoa, and they've got their family farms. Each family is planting about 300 trees. Some of the trees are now bearing fruit, and they're actually harvesting wet bean cocoa from those plantations and selling them to neighboring villages. And eventually Caritas Australia is helping us set up a cocoa fermentary or cocoa processor where we will be able to dry our own cocoa beans and export them. We actually should be building our cocoa fermentary in July next month, and by December we should be producing 8 bags from the fermentary every month.
Tulele Pesa has encountered so many obstacles, from the regional government who are not helping the project financially, and from elderly Carteret Islanders who are opposed to the idea of resettlement. What's amazing is that the project exists and that it is so successful.
Personally, I think people really need to start thinking about the future.
If you want to help support this project, have a look at tulelepesa.org, linked on the Radio Activism's blog. Thanks so much to Ursula Rakova for speaking to me. Thanks to the Kit Kat Flute Band for the use of this song, Kit Kat to Soul, and the Sunny Bamboo Band for the use of their song, E Danis. The rest of the sound was by me. I'm Leonor Sheik. Thanks for listening.